Underground Preacher, checking in to the Underground Church. And today, we are continuing on our Call to Action series on finding your purpose in ministry with Act 2, Refine Your Gift. Your gift is usually something that comes naturally to you. You love to do it, and you make it look very easy, even though it's not. However, even though you are born with your gift, God still has to reveal it to you in due time. Now, whenever He reveals it to you, keep in mind, however, that even though you might be good at it already, your gift is still in infancy. Your gift is not ready for service yet. So consider it a seed to be planted in the kingdom of God. That seed will need nurturing and tending to until it reaches its full maturity to grow big and strong and become a full-grown tree. In other words, your gift has to become a craft that you must master. And this takes time, practice, and patience. Lots of it. It may take years, but that's okay. Let it be okay with you too, because that's part of the process. Embrace the process, for it is said in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Therefore, the Lord will wait that He may be gracious to you, and therefore He will be exalted that He may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him. With God, the longer you wait, the greater the purpose. Indeed, waiting on God is a very hard stage, but it is all going to be worth it once you start to see the blessings coming in. And that latter stage of blessings will last forever. This means that God is not only preparing you to receive your blessings, but He is also preparing you to be able to keep them and to maintain them. That explains why it takes so much time. So be patient. Work on refining your gift as you wait. And as you do so, you will expand your endurance and improve your work ethic, which in return will break you out of laziness, get you to be more consistent, and work on your integrity and patience along the way. Yeah, now you are getting it. Refining your gift will also take you through the process of refining yourself. So embrace it. It is a necessary process because down here, it takes a lot of work to produce just a little bit of fruit. So you need to be strong and well built to face that. You need to brace yourself for the fact that more than 60 to 70% of your work done down here will be behind the scene. And this is due to what happened in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life." Life is toilsome down here, and you should get used to it. Make work your friend, because greatness is achieved through lots of work. Whether you choose or not to pursue your purpose, the end result is the same. You are going to work. So you might as well work on your gift and purpose, because there you know there is love, and the fruit of it is everlasting. So get up. Suit up, put on your armor, and join the battle for love, and be an everlasting warrior of light. Make up your mind, and whenever you are ready, come back for our next call to action message, that is, Act 3, Prepare to Fail. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.